This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Lars Gotrich. It's the Best Music of the Month show, and we are listening to Album of the Year contenders for 2022. Let's start off with The Suffers. Powers. Hey, Anne.
Hello, Lars.
And for the first time on the All Songs Considered podcast, welcome Ashley Pointer.
Hey, hey, what's good, y'all?
Y'all may be wondering, where is New Music Friday? Where are the sweet, dulcet tones of host Robin Hilton? Robin just got back from vacation, so he'll be back in your feed next week. But if you're looking for a new album released today, July 1st, might I humbly suggest thrashing to Electrified Brain by Municipal Waste. It's perfect for a good Friday night out. But here, right now, we're discussing the best albums released in June. It Starts With Love is the third album by The Suffers. We've kept an eye on this band from Houston for a while. The Suffers filmed A Tiny Desk before its debut album even came out. If you know the group, much will sound familiar here. Funky brass arrangements, a classic but modern full band sound. The absolutely joyous voice of Cam Franklin. And Powers, I feel like this record benefits from a shift in perspective, or at least a fortification of one. What are you hearing on this record?
That's very well put, Lars. The Suffers have been around for quite a long while, and they'll scratch that party band itch that you need. But throughout their history, they've always infused that party music with a sense of social consciousness. And this record, first of all, the band's lineup changed a little bit, and Cam Franklin really spent a lot of time thinking about what she wanted to say. And one thing she focuses on is her own struggles as a Black woman in the music industry, and particularly, I think, in the Americana and country space. I mean, I wouldn't call the Suffers anything to do with country, but Cam's spent some time in Nashville, and a few of the songs on this record that really stand out to me are about her own experiences in the music industry and what she's faced and how she's survived it. But the music opens up beyond that one experience. I think anyone can relate to these anthems of independence, of resilience, and as you say, of joy, but it's like salty joy. You know what I mean, Lars?
Yes, exactly. There's a little kick to the joy. There's a little bit of like, you've messed with this lady far too long. It's my turn. I'm going to shout and I'm going to sing and I'm going to dance.
I guess you'd say there's some hot sauce in her bag, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
No, I just love that. I think that they say some stuff that needs to be said today on this album. You know, it's very blunt, especially I'm thinking about the track Yada Yada. Like, that was one of my favorite ones off of the album.
They ain't got no soul and they ain't got no rhythm. Spitting all day chasing algorithms. A little fuck you and a little fuck me. Blah, blah, yada, yada, listen to 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 me. Blah, blah, yada, yada, listen. Back in the days they had rules about being a star. Fuck your way up or change who you are. These days the industry moves so fast. One small change will knock them all the way.
man, when I say this song is so damn blunt and they're not afraid to call out the BS and say what needs to be said, you know, it's underscored by these feel-good rhythms, these grooves, but at the same time, they're telling you like it is, and I think we need that right now.
So I love the message in that song, but let's talk about the sound. I really feel like the Suffers have achieved the pinnacle of their Gulf Coast soul mix that they talk about. I mean, you can hear a little New Orleans in there, but the keyboard sort of invokes that classic Texas garage, you know, question mark and the Mysterians thing. And I put the Suffers on a continuum with like Black Pumas on one end, and Adrian Quesada, by the way, mixed this record, and maybe Krungbin on the other, you know. I want a festival where all those bands play together.
That's the ultimate outdoor festival lineup right there.
With some barbecue for us to eat.
Yes, thank you. The Suffers, the album is called It Starts With Love. Until now, Saya Gray has been a touring and studio musician, and she just put out her debut album on Dirty Hit, the label home for the 1975 and Be a Bad Doobie. Here's NPR Music intern Nisha Venkat on why they can't stop listening to 19 Masters.
I want to put you on to 19 Masters by Saya Gray. This is her debut album, but if she sounds familiar, she's played bass with heavy hitters like Daniel Caesar, which might be why she already has such a mature sound. Make sure you put on your headphones for this one. You're going to want to hear the painstaking intentionality behind every echo and arpeggio on these tracks.
No, you're not sorry, so why say it? You're not sorry.
This record is unpredictable, psychedelic, and deeply resonant. I love how it dances between being gritty and depressing, but then also being so light and feathery, you feel like you're floating on a cloud.
I am absolutely floating. That was I Found a Floorboard Under the Soil by Saya Gray. We're going to get to some personal picks from our panel and the lightning round later on, but I just wanted to mention some major titles that feel like year-end contenders. Angel Olsen released her sixth studio album, The Gorgeous and Heartbreaking Big Time. Muna is back with a breezy and sensuous self-titled record just in time for summer. Barty Strange continues to develop an eclectic sound that's very much his own. His second album is called Farm to Table. The New York rapper Elucid dropped an astonishing tribute to his grandmother titled I Told Bessie. Lupe Fiasco wrote and recorded his eighth album Drill Music in Zion in just 3 days. Sophie Allison worked with the producer Daniel Dopitin for the woozy but still very poppy Soccer Mommy album Sometimes Forever. And what will probably be my personal favorite rock album of 2022, Editrix put out the awesomely titled Editrix 2. Editrix goes to hell.
Wait. Joan Shelley made an amazing, beautiful, folkish record called The Spur.
Absolutely. Thank you, Anne. Let's do one more before we take a quick break. The R&B singer Giveon got his break when he was featured on Chicago Freestyle by Drake in 2020. He's since been nominated for several Grammys, appeared on a Justin Bieber track, but has just now released his debut album, Give or Take. Here is the song, Scarred.
Dry your eyes, this is hard, but it's okay. I just don't want you same way you want me. I can't give you my heart cause it's broken. I still come home with me. Oh, come closer. Drop your bag on the sofa. You're under me, but I'm not over. Not over all the things I told you. Oh, babe, I'm broken. Numb to all of your emotion. My last love was cold. So now I gotta be the coldest. It's too bad you want my love. You cry, but I don't budge. You try, it's not easy.
On a recent episode of New Music Friday, one panelist called Givian's style of music R&B-mo. Perfect, right? Just perfect. Might I add a couple more sad baby makers or non-committal but cuddly slow jams?
Ooh, non-committal but cuddly slow jams. Honestly, I think that's Givian wrapped up with a bow on top. You know, this album is extremely emotional. First of all, Givian is an emotional artist. He's very emotive, and if you listen to anything that he's already put out, you can kind of get the idea that he's a lover, and he loves hard, he loves and falls in love fast. I mean, he's a Pisces as a fellow water sign. Like, this album just gives off big water sign energy. And Give or Take is really a clear view into his world as a 26, 27-year-old that's on their journey with love. With Scarred in particular, what I love about it is how the production, the strings, it really underscores what he's saying here. His choices within his melody, the depth within his tone, they really all just contribute to this heart-wrenching song. I mean, it's really wild, if you ask me. You know, he puts it all out there right out the gate. Second song in the album. The first song was the kind of breakup jam, and this song is him getting back out into the dating scene, you know, after being freshly heartbroken and basically letting this person know, like, I want to keep doing what we're doing, but if you're looking for someone to love, if you're looking for me to keep your heart safe, I can't do that. It's very honest. Very honest. A little toxic, but very honest.
Ashley, I just have to say, the minute I heard Givian, I was hooked because I love a good baritone. I love a good deep-voiced man. And, you know, as someone who grew up with truly classic soul artists like Jerry Butler, a little later Lou Rawls, people like that, Teddy Pendergrass. This is a place we need to go, and we haven't gone that often in R&B.
Nothing but these songs. Maybe I'm just overthinking. You're the one for me.
I even read in an interview with Givian that he didn't think he could be a professional singer until in a music appreciation class he heard Frank Sinatra, of all people. And that justified him. But I want to ask you, Ashley, do you hear Beyonce in here too? Because I feel like his phrasing takes a lot from Beyonce's style of, like, borrowing from rappers in terms of the phrasing.
Yeah, I definitely hear that too. I feel like Beyonce she contours with her melodies and she doesn't stay within one place. And Givian is not afraid to reach for the highs and really dig down into those valleys. I absolutely think he borrows a little bit from Beyonce in that regard.
As we all should.
Exactly.
In every
Queen
way.
Bee.
That's Give or Take by Givian. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more of the best music released in June. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Betterment, an automated investing and savings app. CEO Sarah Levy shares why accessibility is central to Betterment's mission.
The real innovation for Betterment was taking a set of tools that were used by the ultra wealthy and making them accessible to the average investor. And that includes tax strategies, that includes dollar cost averaging. These are all sort of tricks of the trade.
Learn more about automated investing technology at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
Welcome back. It's the Best Music of the Month podcast from All Songs Considered. I'm Lars Gotrich. I am joined by Ann Powers and Ashley Pointer. If you've been listening to Weekend Edition lately, you may have noticed some fabulous music played between stories. That's all Isabella Gomez Sarmiento. I love Isabella's taste in music, so I asked her to tell us the best album she heard in June.
My favorite album to come out in June is Home Before and After by Regina Spektor.
I just want some girl to love me back. Tell me I'm her only and take away the lonely. This deep love in my heart can't go to waste. Cause if I won't get to meet God and I won't get to be a guy, then at least God let me get love back by girl.
It's her first album since 2016. And even before then, I hadn't listened to Regina Spektor's music in so long, but the first time that I hit play on this album, I was transported to my childhood bedroom, to when I was probably like 14 or 15, and hearing one of her songs for the first time. And I remember at the time, I just like burst out in tears, even though I didn't really understand where those emotions were coming from or what the song was trying to say. And I think that raw emotional power is very much still at the heart of Spektor's music today. On this album, she builds these really elaborate characters and melodies, and then she takes them somewhere completely unexpected. There is a nearly 9-minute orchestral arrangement on Spacetime Fairy Tale. There are also pop hooks and these very, very quiet, solemn gray areas. She's ruminating on God, on love, on loneliness, and sometimes on all three at the same time. I think the song One Man's Prayer is the perfect example of that because it starts off with this very heartfelt plea for company and affection, and then it totally unravels into a statement on power and insecurity and misogyny. Here is One Man's Prayer by Regina Spektor.
We just have to live. Beneath my feet.
You have definitely heard a few more songs from Regina Spektor's new album on All Songs Considered. Bob Boylan called Up the Mountain the most striking song he's heard in 2022, so you should probably listen to it. We have one more album to feature on the Best Music of the Month show, but let's take a moment to mention some other music released in June that will be coming back to all year. Ann Powers, let's start with you.
Well, Lars, I want to start with this album I kind of happened upon. I'm so glad that I did. It's a collaboration between the actor Jesse Buckley and Bernard Butler, who people might know from his time long ago in the band Suede. He's also been a go-to guitarist and producer for many artists. Jesse Buckley and Bernard Butler made a record together called For All Our Days That Tear the Heart. I'm always skeptical about, you know, actor side projects. And Jesse Buckley, a great actor if you've seen movies like The Lost Daughter or I'm Thinking of Ending Things. But who knew that she had this Annie Lennox-like beautiful voice? And this record is just true art rock in that Scott Walker vein, informed by like French chanson, torchy jazz standards. Really bears repeat listening. We're going to hear a track from that called Seven Red Rose Tattoos.
I seven red rose tattoos. 7 years of a lost childhood.
And then it's been shouted out a lot by the NPR music team, but I want to again highlight Teeth Marks, the second album by the Kentucky-based artist S.G. Goodman. It made both of our just-published Best of 2022 mid-year lists. Both myself and WNXP editorial director Julie Height chose it as really important music from this year. And we both used the word immediacy to describe Goodman's sound and especially her voice. I mean, these songs make me feel like she's sitting right next to me telling me stories, you know, like grabbing my hand, or her breath is mingling with my breath. That's how I feel about this record. Lots of great kind of swoony, country-folkish ballads, but I wanted, for you, Lars, because I know you love that Southern indie rock the way I do, I wanted to play the album's signature rocker. So let's hear Work Until I Die.
Listen, listen, all around.
It's given me Drive-By Truckers and early Strokes. It's an excellent combination.
That's it.
It's a very Lars Gotrich combo.
All right, Ashley Pointer, I know there are a couple songs that you could not stop listening to in the month of June. Tell me about them.
So first up is SZA's Jody, produced by Tyler, the Creator. Not new to them, but new to us because it was delivered off of the deluxe version of Control. You know, SZA resorts to the high life on this bouncy, slightly playful track, and it's a mood, and I'm here for it. It's perfect for any summer chill sesh.
How you living? How you doing? Fine. You getting money? Do you need a ride? I've been living off at the rock for like 3 months straight, and I've been tripping. I've been getting mine. I've been dipping. I've been living life. I appreciate the high life, but I just wish things were better between the ones that I love.
I'm always longing for more SZA.
Always.
Yes. We need another album since it's so bad.
Honestly, I feel like she purposely left, you know, these deluxe tracks off, these new songs, because she knew it would be too much if she gave it all to us at once. She knew, but now I can't hear Control without Jody, so thanks for that, SZA.
What else are you listening to, Ashley?
This track has gotten a lot of love from everybody. It's made our best songs list. It's Beyoncé's Break My Soul. I don't have to say much about this one. This is the first single off her upcoming 7th studio album, Renaissance. And this song is for all of us who are over it and just need to let loose and dance.
You won't break my soul.
I'm taking off from the club to the church. You know, for some of us, they're the same place. Linda Ayakpuka is a gospel singer from Ghana, and I am absolutely obsessed with her debut album. It's called God is Everything. She sings at weddings, funerals, and church services by day, but by night makes joyous, jumpy, Afro-electro hymns. Linda's voice is such a blast of bright light against this biting production that's like equally inspired by Fra-Fra ceremonial music from Ghana, but also dancehall. And like I said, it's got me dancing the aisles of the church.
Wow, Lars, thanks for that. I will definitely be spinning that. That is so up my alley. Like, takes me back to my favorite Malatini and the Mahotella Queens records. You know, we recently were blessed with a Numu Sangari record. Always up for new sounds from the mother continent. It's very exciting.
All right, we have one last album. Petro Girls is a punk band based in Graz, Austria, with roots in London. This is Preachers from the album Baby.
There's a lot of preachers here, but I don't see no saints. Lot of fingers pointing, palms sweating under red paint.
Maybe she will. What if I won't?
Rage Meet Thy Wrathy Math Punk. This is the third album by Petro Girls, my pick for the best album of June. The tension is sharper, the production is heavier, the hooks are bigger. Everything is just absolutely amped up. I've been following this band for a few years now, and not to put too fine a point on it, but this album was dropped on the day that the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. There's a moment when the decision was dropped where I felt myself reaching for raging music. When I was younger, when I was angry, I would listen to angry music, but I think it was an unhealthy relationship because it would drive me deeper into depression and rage because I didn't know how to articulate what was going on in my brain. And I stepped away from that for a very long time. It's only been in the last few years where I now do reach for music that is screamy. I wanted to ask you, Anne, I want to ask you, Ashley, do you reach for screamy music when you need to scream? Does this music help you process the protest you need?
It just feels good. It feels good to listen to this, especially when, you know, we're expected to still work our jobs, still show up. These songs give me a moment to just let it all out, you know?
For me, Break My Soul resonated more intensely after the events of this past week. And I love that we played Break My Soul and this song on the same show because there are two sides to catharsis, you know? One is about screaming it out. And then the other is about being uplifted, but also you've got the voice of Big Frida in that song, like completely, you know, release your job, release your wiggle, release it. And we all need forms of release.
Petro Girls has always been unapologetic in its feminism, yes. Unapologetic in its social justice work. And I think they do the work, but they know the work changes. And they know they're going to fail in how they present themselves and how they present that work. And I think that's partially what this album gets across. Progress and protest is grueling, but still worthy of nuance. And I think you hear that a lot in this record. Ren Eldridge, the singer, the screamer, the person intoning this anger, is really dealing with not only issues that are affecting their world as musicians and as people and as women and as non-binary folks. And look, I'm a straight white dude in America. I got all the privilege in the world, so I can't totally wrap my head around all the BS that Ren and the band has to deal with. But the thing that I have to do and that everybody has to do is to understand the importance of what is being said and that the rights of one person affect everybody and not just one.
Music is about motivating change, motivating people to act, but also it is the place we go to replenish, you know, and to be in community, maybe voice what each of us individually wouldn't know how to voice. So we need to scream, we need to dance, we need to be soothed. Thank whatever you want to thank for music, because we need it really bad right now.
And that's the best music released in June 2022. Thanks to Anne Powers and Ashley Pointer.
Thank you so much, Lars. Ashley, great to talk.
Thank you so much. It was so nice joining y'all.
Thank you also to Nisha Venkat and Isabella Gomez Sarmiento. You can find all the songs and albums we played in the show description or on npr.org/allsongs. You can also find a list of the best albums and songs of the year so far on nprmusic.org. For NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Lars Gotrich. Thanks for listening, y'all.
They could protect me!
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. Good sleep should come naturally, And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.
Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.